and it was a little bit darker, and some people started coming, so somehow I knew it, our time was up. We were there to enjoy it for a couple of hours, and then other people, other tourists were coming. So we got dressed and we started walking, and I found a store that sold stone tools and wood tools. I didn't know what they were for, but somebody told me in the next store they had gemstones and semi-precious stones, and I was very interested. So I went to the next store and I talked to the lady. She pulled a tray full of stones, and they were beautiful. They were precious and semi-precious stones with different cuts and facets. And somehow so many people came, she decided to put it all away. And that was very sad, because I thought I could buy something. Maybe I could find something to make a ring. And then I said that I was interested in buying something. So she took me to the back, where everything was full of rocks and stones and semi-precious and precious stones, and I asked her if she had something blue or something purple, and she said, oh, the nightshades, you're a night woman, but maybe you have too much blue in your life, you need something orange or something red, some of sun stones, the stones of the sun colors, you need to balance that out. And she was showing me these rocks where two children came with baskets, and they came from the quarry, they worked at the quarry, and they showed me these beautiful slabs. They were rectangular slabs of orange stone. I've never seen that stone. It was beautiful. It had veins. I was going to buy something. I was going to buy some stones, and I was going to buy the slab of the orange stone when I woke up. I was very disappointed that I didn't get to buy anything from Kumar and bring any souvenirs from my travels. And I decided to drive a few minutes away from Vancouver, British Columbia. And I went to a store that sells stones. And it was like my trip to Kumar. I was browsing to a store full of stones. And I found the sunstone. I found it. I found the slab, just like it came out of my dream. It was very beautiful. And it was very cheap, because it wasn't semi-precious or anything like that. It was just this beautiful. It was almost cut in the same shape and the same size as in my dream. It came out of my dream. So I bought it. It was $2. I brought it home and I put it in my nightstand. This is one of the things I like most about working with dreams, where something from the dream becomes a reality. And my trip to Kumar was so amazing, was so refreshing. It was great to take a trip, even though Kumar doesn't seem to be in the map. I was there for a couple of days. This is Venus Sovranis, and this is Dream Lab, the podcast about dreams.